Hi, this is Tom.
Good morning, Tom. KG.
Hey, what's going on, KG? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good compared to yesterday.
things are okay now?
Yeah. Today is just getting started, so you never know what the fuck might happen. You know, here you go, son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've got to let you know I got your package.
Perfect. Good. Well, I'm glad FedEx is doing their job.
Did you get mine?
What's that?
Did you get my package?
Did I get yours? Not yet. I'm seeing those are but you know what? We haven't even started returns yet upstairs. I didn't see much at all, so
okay.
I'm sure they'll be on their way here shortly.
Just let me know when you get it.
I definitely will.
All right, brother. Okay.
Everything else all good this morning?
Everything so far so good. Paul is 26 years old today.
Oh, Paul's birthday today?
Yesterday was his birthday.
Oh, yesterday? Happy birthday, Paul.
Oh, by the way, Marshall Bill called and wants to wish you a happy birthday while you were at the gym yesterday. You did? Okay. Yeah, he's a full, complete 26-year-old today.
He's got one day under his belt.
Yes.
He's closer to 30 than he is to 20 now.
Uh-huh. He's getting wiser and wiser.
Yeah, oh, man, if I could go back to 26.
Yeah, what would we be doing?
Well, Paul, you got a good head on your shoulders for 26, I'll tell you that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a good Thanksgiving. Yeah, short and sweet, unfortunately. Back to work on Friday.
Dude, I had a nice long vacation. I closed Wednesday night. I stay home Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and some of Monday.
Yeah, you do it right. Well, I mean, in really Black Friday, I mean that's for all the malls anyways.
Yeah. I've been doing this shit for too long. Black Friday ain't made for me.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a stressful Friday for me. And I don't want to be stressed.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We'll be stressed enough over the next few weeks here.
It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming.
Yep.
In the next 19 days, they're going to fly by.
Oh, yeah, they sure will. I know. I was actually just looking at the calendar, and I realized, you know what? I mean, with the way the year falls, the way Christmas falls, I mean, really, we only have 3 weeks. Because we're not really open on Christmas Eve ourselves here. So I'm pretty much, yeah, I mean, I'm 21 days and that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it'll come and go before we know it.
It's on the way. Santa's on the way.
Yeah, I got to get on my Christmas shopping myself. I got zero gifts bought. Time to catch up.
You know what the best present to give this year?
What's that?
A fucking gift card.
I like that. That's a good idea.
You're going to a store, buy your box. Like we was in a restaurant the other day, and they had this Mexican restaurant. They had a special buy a gift card for $100 gift card. Get the second one for free for $100. So
come on, really?
Three of those.
Wow,
yeah.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, so we buy, you know, you go to a restaurant.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So, you know, you go to some restaurants, buy some gift cards. You go to some places like Bed Bath & Beyond or Academy or places like that. You know, you spend about $1,000 or two, you'll buy a shitload of fucking gift cards and wrap them all up and have a raffle.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And people will use them, so it's not like they're not going to be used.
Yeah, I mean, some people are going to get use out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, for sure. Well, I'm glad my wife's taking care of our girls, so she's got pretty much all their gifts bought. And
oh, your wife is going to take care of girls before you do.
Yeah.
Before she takes care of you.
Oh, I'm okay with that. I don't need anything.
You're just a provider at this point.
What's that?
I said you're just a provider at this
point. Oh, yeah, at this point. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Parlay
for this weekend. Well, did you hear about the, are you talking about the one that me and your father have, Paul?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Marab, Joshua, Van, and Blakovich. Well, Marab's a big favorite, and then Van is the underdog.
Van's good though. He looked good in his last couple fights.
Yeah. So if you wouldn't mind, I'll email this over to Jennifer. And I found out Henry Cejudo. He's retiring after this fight.
Who is Cejudo's retiring?
Henry Cejudo is retiring after this fight. And all fighters who decide to retire, this will be their last fight.
They usually lose.
90% and die losing, exactly.
Yeah, I remember that from from past fights. Let me check that one out. See what the line is. Cejudo.
I think the other guy is big.
Talbot's -278.
At really what we got. Yeah.
What about Moreno against Tyra?
Yeah, I like Moreno. I like Brandon Moreno. He's good.
He's +110.
He puts on a heck of a show. So, I mean, you know, what did she want for? Oh, fuck. I don't have time for that kind of shit. Anyhow. All right, I'm going to have some fucking people coming in asking for shit to be done for Christmas, and that ain't going to happen.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.